All right, Barry, ended up in eighth place tonight, not exactly where you started. What went right and what went wrong?
Well, the right thing was at least I started near the front. The wrong thing is about middle of the race on, I didn't have any brakes and kept having to back the corner up, letting off way too early going into the corners, and guys were just dive bombing me going in, and you know, it was kind of like a rolling roadblock out there for a little while.
Any idea how you know you lost the brakes, as far as like, was it something mechanical or something just blew or?
Well, I mean, the pedal was nice and solid. It didn't feel like they needed to be bled or anything. They just weren't slowing the car down. So there's an issue in the brakes, the front brakes somewhere. Is there calipers or the brake pads or something? But we'll figure it out.
With brakes as they should be, where do you think you would have finished tonight?
Probably top five. I think so. You know, the combination of the brakes and the late race cautions didn't help me for sure. I don't know. It was a interesting night for sure. I'm glad the car rolled onto the trailer.
That's great for this team too.
Yeah, this whole team has really struggled this year. We've had a couple of cars that just aren't running the way they should be, and a couple of wrecks, and it's just it's been a struggle all around. But these guys won't quit. They don't know the meaning of the word, and they're going to get them all figured out.
Who would you like to thank for your top 10 tonight?
I need to thank Paul Stepien from the Front Door Tavern. He's been a crew guy for mine for a long, 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 long time. And without his help, it would be really tough to do this. I'd like to thank the rest of the Team Tap Out guys and, of course, Jason for giving me the opportunity to drive this car.